Where are you honing? On Hutz
Chaim. On Hutz Chaim, day 32. Say the following. Consider the following case. Someone speaks such in heart before a crowd of 10 people. One of them being yourself. Later, you overhear two of the listeners relating information because of the rule of Afik Plus. That we said, Lashon Hara was spoken in front of three people. Repeat it again. Kwan?
Can we feel that someone is respectful to the
okay. Again. Ask a rabbi, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Ask a rabbi. I don't know. Now, let's say we say we have a rule of Api cluster, right? If one person relates information...
You want to review the rule?
I'm starting over.
Okay.
If one person speaks out information in front of a lot of people, let's say he says something about it in front of a group of 10, right? Then we said you could assume they don't want it to become public knowledge, right? You have someone who's telling a story, and he says something which maybe you probably said, oh, I just made a business deal, I'm opening a new company, and this and that. And he says this information in front of 10 people, right? So... According to the rule of Abitlas, you should be able to relate it to other people. Right? You should be able to speak it out. Why? Why? Because if he's speaking in front of a public forum, it seems like he doesn't mind if everybody knows about it. Correct? We said it depends. If the person said, don't tell anybody else, then it's considered Lashon Hara. If he says it's a secret. I mean, let's say the guy says, I'm planning on opening a store, a burger store, in a certain area, whatever he's telling everybody. And he said it in front of a big group of people, right? So you could assume, we could tell everybody about it. He lets it be public knowledge, but it's not true. If he says that make sure no one knows about it, it's a secret that you're not allowed to tell anybody else. Even if he said it in front of 10 people, right? And I know a lot of these people don't know how to keep their mouth closed, still I'm not allowed to repeat it. Even though I understand what he means, but it seems like anyway the information is going to get spread, still... If he said specifically, don't repeat the information, then I'm not allowed to repeat the information. Correct? If I tell everybody, in front of 10 people, I say, by the way, I'm making a new business thing, I'm opening a business, I'm opening a burger bar, and this and that, and then I just walk away, then everyone can repeat it to other people. It seems like I don't mind if it's public now. Correct? Unless I say, don't tell anybody about it, then you can't repeat the information. Even though you know the 7 guys here have very big mouths, and they're not going to keep it closed, it's still not allowed. I'm still not allowed to say. Since he told me I'm not allowed to say, then I'm not allowed to say. Right?
Also, there's one other thing. If you're in certain professions, like an accountant, you may have fiduciary responsibilities of keeping your mouth shut.
It's true. Right.
People say, that's not Torah law, that's a secular law. Some people today say, don't tell anyone. They want you to tell.
What are
you today.
Now, another potential fallout of divulging secrets is the risk of creating bad feelings. Right, for example, let's say someone tells you, here's a very important thing, people don't know. Someone says, you ask someone for a loan. I say, Hanan, need to borrow 12,000 shekels. Right? And he says, no problem. If I go and tell you, by the way, Noah, I need a loan of Chanan, such a nice guy. Noah, he lent me 12,000 shekels, right? That's Lashon Hara, why? Because maybe he doesn't want to lend you 12,000 shekels. And now when you're saying, well, I just asked him yesterday he didn't lend me. Not you, another guy said, I asked him yesterday he didn't lend me. That's going to create bad feelings. There also, something that's not wanted to be public knowledge also shouldn't be spoken about. Right? Even if he didn't tell you it's a secret. Things like that. But let's say you go to a guy. One guy went to a guy's collecting tzedakah, I'm a fundraiser, and this guy gave me $10,000, right? It's Lashon Hara to go tell other people, you know that? This guy gave me $10,000. They're going to be upset, they're going to feel bad. So what do you mean he didn't give me $10,000? I've been asking for money for the past 5 years, he never gave me a dollar. That also is Lashon Hara. It could come out and create bad feelings. So basically we have to like keep your mouth closed when it comes to other people. Don't talk about other people's...
Yes.
it says the same thing. They also could be said in the wrong way. Should also not say it. It's not wanted to be public now. Right? So personal information may be repeated when it was said in front of three people, and the speaker did not request that it be held in confidence. Because by speaking in the presence of three, the speaker has shown he does not mind that the information goes further.
What kind of personal information?
Whatever it is, whatever personal thing, it doesn't matter. The person says personal information in front of three people, and he didn't tell them to keep it a secret. That shows he doesn't care if it becomes public knowledge. That's what it proves. If you care, then you could tell them, I'm telling you three guys to be my friends, and maybe it could help me. Don't tell anybody. If you don't tell anybody to keep it a secret, that means you don't care if it becomes public knowledge. And therefore, everyone can repeat it as much as they want. You figure out whatever the case is. Good? Any case in the world, personal information which was repeated purposely, not someone else repeated it, I repeated it. The subject repeated it in front of these people. And no longer, I'm showing it's not a personal information. I don't care. It's not confidential for me. Got that, Yaakov?
So what if you're asking advice to three people?
So tell them, don't repeat the information. If you tell them, don't repeat it, then that means they cannot let it repeat it. So tell him, better be careful to say, don't repeat it.
And also they have to be concerned about it, do sharing your responsibilities.
Fine. So hopefully those are your friends. If you're speaking to guys that you know are just going to ruin your plans, they're going to tell everybody about your business plans. Don't talk to them. Fine. So let's talk to Gemara. Let's see the Gemara now.
Where are we holding?
We're holding an Aftes of an Aleph, Aftes of an Aleph.
That's 9a.
9a, three lines from the top. 9a, three lines from the top. Good. Fine, let's see the Gemara. What do we say? We're going to start from the Gemara. We said yesterday, try to move a little bit further. With everyone's permission. We said, Chutz Ma'ali Be'i Gerdesh. We said that a Ger Toshav. Right, what did we say yesterday? Our board fell down. We said yesterday that a Jew who killed a Ger Toshav, what's the halacha? A Jew who killed a Ger Toshav does not go to God. A Jew who killed a Ger Toshav does not go to God. Good. Why? So we said, why didn't he go to Galus? Because he's in between status. Correct? We said, if he kills a Jew, he's not worthy of going to Galus. But if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, then he does go to Galus. That's what we said yesterday. Now, we're going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the top. Ika. Ika the Rami cried. Now, those that your eggs ask a contradiction for the Psukim. You know, we asked yesterday, it seemed like a contradiction in our Mishnah. Now we're asking for the Psukim. When a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, right? Does he go to Galus or not?
Bring in another contrast.
Right. And Ger Toshav, who killed another Ger Toshav. Our Mishnah said, you do go to Galus.
Right.
But now we're going to read Psukim. One Pasuk is going to see the Talos, he, yes, goes to Galus. And the other Pasuk is going to see the Talos that he does not go to Galus. That's what's going to come out right now. Good? Let's see. Ika, there are those. The Rami Krami Azadi, that they, the Rami Krami Azadi. There are those that they ask they bring the contradiction from the Psukim onto each other. They say two Psukim, so where's the word Ika mean? Ika means there are. Ika means there is. The Rami that they ask a contradiction, Rami is a Sira contradiction. Krai, like a Psukim, Ahadadi on each other. Good? For those that ask a contradiction for the Pesuk, why? See, what does one Pesuk say? Levnei Yisrael, when a son is going to Ari Mikla, what does it say? Levnei Yisrael to the Jewish people, v'la'ger v'la'toshav v'sech, to Bnei Yisrael, and to a ger, to a toshav who lives with them. To Hiena, it should be, they shall be, sheish ha'ar of these six cities. These six cities, the refuge should be for whom? They should be for a Jew. And the Ger for the Toshav. So it seems, according to this, that Ari Miglat is for a Ger Toshav. right? The Pasuk says the Ger Toshiv should go to the Ari Mikla, correct? It seems that a Ger should go to Ari Mikla, Ger Toshiv, goes to Ari Mikla, correct? Fine. So, however, well, we have another Pasuk that says, we have a second Pasuk. What does the other Pasuk say? Referring to people to go to Ari Mikla. V'hayu lachem ha'arim l'miklat. V'hayu lachem ha'arim l'miklat. Which means it should be for you, the city should be for Ari Mikla. Which means what? We want to say it means. That means lachem v'lalagirim should be for you and not for gerim. Which means that Gertosha, after you meet Gertosha, for the regular Ger is considered a full Jew. It means Ari Mikla should be for you and not for gerim. You have a contradiction of the psukim. Right? We have a contradiction. One pasuk seems to tell me for the Ger Toshav. What does one pasuk seem to tell me? Ger Toshav goes to Galus, goes to Ari Mikla, right? And Aaron, what does the next pasuk seem to tell me? The Ger Toshav does not go, because one pasuk says we said a Ger Toshav go to Ari Mikla. The next one says no, you, only you, referring to regular Jews, no, the regular Jew goes, and not a Ger, meaning not a Ger Toshav, who's not a regular Jew. It seems to be a contradiction in the Pesukim. So okay, let's see this inside. Ika durami kroi adai. There are those that adds a contradiction for the Pesukim on each other. Ksev one pasuk says, Livnei Yisrael, to the Jewish people, v'la ger, and to the ger, v'la toshav, v'saycham, to the toshav who sits within you. To Yen, it should be sheish arim, these 6 cities of refuge. It seems like he does go to Ari Mikla. Ksev, we have another pasuk. What does the other pasuk say? V'hayu lachem, should be for you, ha'arim l'miklat, lachem v'lo l'gerim. Sounds like for you should be ha'arim l'miklat, not for the gerim. Amar Rav Kahana, lo kasha, it's not a question. Like Rav Kahana's answer before, he said the same answer. It's not a question. Kad b'ger toshav shahar Yisrael. Here it's referring to b'ger toshav who killed the Jew. Right? So here it's referring to b'ger toshav who killed the Jew. Okay, Toshav who killed a Jew. What's the, what do we say now, Mishnah? What's the halacha? Huh?
Yes,
doesn't go to Ari Mikla, he gets killed.
So the pasuk says that the cities are set up a refuge for the ger and the Toshav.
That's not this case. That's a different case.
Well, when he says here, he means the first pasuk.
No,
it doesn't
always mean that. It doesn't mean that. It means the second pasuk. It means the second pasuk.
Ah.
So Khan here, it's going to say Ger Toshav Shargar. The second pasuk that told you. What's that, kid? The second, Kam Ger Toshav Shahar Yisrael, the pasuk that told you that only a Jew goes to Ari Mikla and not a Ger, was when a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, then he does not go to Ari Mikla. Kam Ger Toshav Shahar Ger Toshav. Here's referring to a Ger Toshav who yes killed a Ger Toshav. When one Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav, what do we say in the Mishnah? When one Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav, then you do yes go to Galus. Fun, that's
the question.
Yes.
In the pasuk it says a ger and it says a toshav. It doesn't say a ger toshav. You know that the ger is something else and a toshav is also something else. And why are we putting it together and saying it's a ger toshav?
So what's a toshav?
Toshav is a guy, not giving term, it's not, who lives amongst the Jews.
It could be.
Ger is somebody who is a guy. It says we should, bahafta is a ger. It's nothing about a ger toshav.
Ger has the status of a Jew, no?
That's why we've been considering it.
It is the pasuk. We're in the Torah. The Torah says ger v'toshav. Now what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says
ger v'toshav.
It says v'la ger v'la toshav. You're saying how do we know? Maybe it's a different thing.
You know there are two separate things.
There is sometimes two separate things, but here you want to know how we decide.
When we refer to a ger today, we refer to a ger, no ger toshav, correct?
Yeah, when someone says
Gary,
usually it's a
Gary
says.
Right, but
say
the Torah.
Call the Gary Toshav.
Okay, either way, what's that? Either way, one of them is going to be a Gary. Why can't it be?
Yeah, but it still is the person is a Gary. which has the same rights, probably even more rights than the year.
Right, but we still we say that after it's a year, we're talking about
okay.
Okay, yeah, full gear.
I have a question on that.
What?
What would you call someone who's studying?
What does that mean?
Namely, they're in the process of conversion. They haven't gone through mikvah or bris, but they're studying under a rav.
So they're probably considered.
Probably a ger tosha.
Considered good. What's that?
No, because ger tosha, you have to go from the base din.
Depends what he did. Nakhon, depends what he did.
You have to have some kind of.
Nakhon, I mean, Nakhon, if he adds until. If he wants to be smart, and he could take it step by step, he could become a ger tosha in front of base din. And then say, I'm learning, and then eventually become a full ger if he wants. But you're right, no. If he didn't do anything, he's still a good.
There's a status, you know, during the 2 years or 3 years or 4 years where you're studying, you're under a rav, you're under the Beis Din, because the Beis Din's been interviewing you constantly, seeing what your status is.
He's still a good. You know, you try to become a Jew.
You realize one thing, that a person in that status is a Shomer Shabbos, he can't be either one or two.
Fine, it's true, but he's still a good. Until he becomes a Jew. He's a guy. He's not a Jew. He's a nice guy.
There's nothing in between.
He's a guy and a Jew. That's it.
No, but
no,
when he did
the
status.
He has a resident
alien permission. I thought we learned Gemara and we put this aside.
Fine. That's a good idea.
Let's see, friend.
Okay.
The subject was the guy who was the status of the inside in the middle.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Not a boy, not a Jew.
The guy in the middle.
It was
the guy in the middle. That's the topic that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Arakano. Lokashan. Kavagar Tosha Sharagistral. Kavagar Tosha So again, that's the answer. If a ger tosha kills a Jew, see, he's in the middle status. He's like a mediocre Jew. So this guy, if he kills a Jew, we said in the Mishnah, he does not get kolos, he gets killed. So that's why the pasuk told you only Jews get kolos. It means they're not a ger tosha. Right? But the Patsy told me a Ger Tosha does go to Golos is when a Ger Tosha kills another Ger Tosha. Good?
Fine.
So much so good? Fine. Yeah, everybody's happy? That guy's also happy.
That is impossible. There is a shir. Can you translate the shir? I'm sorry, I'm trying to be careful. There is a shir.
Good. Let's see the Gemara further remaining. Now the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction in Ger Tosha itself. What are Mishnah saying? A Ger Tosha who kills a Ger Tosha, what's the halacha? A Ger Tosha who kills another Ger Tosha. Does he go to Galus?
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask a theory from a Braisa. A Braisa seems to contradict our Mishnah. That's the next thing on the agenda, next thing on the menu. For the Gemara of Remini, we have a contradiction. We have a Braisa that says the following. We're quoting a Braisa now. Therefore, Ger v'ovid kechavim. A ger, or a other ger chavin, right? I mean, the gerus really says a ger tosha. The gerus says ger tosha. When we say ger, I mean ger tosha. If you, the fancy gemara say on the side, and you know the original text they had, it said ger tosha. So a ger tosha or anagoy shaharugu. If a ger tosha anagoy kill anybody else, what's the halacha? Not rugged, even if they kill b'shoigim. A ger tosha who kills. Or a guy who killed even by mistake, they get killed. They get killed. Narok, that's the halacha. They get killed. So Ketani, it seems like we stated, we learned. Ger, to me, we put a ger on the same status as a guy. Right? What did Bryson say? A ger and a guy that kill, we kill them. Bryson
said a ger tesha who kills another ger tesha gets killed also. Is that what Bryson saying?
That's what it seems to say. So the Ger Tosha and a guy who kill, we're talking about even by mistake, like Rashi is going to tell us. Because by Shabbat Mitzvah Bnei Noach, there's no warnings that this mistakes,
right.
No room for mistake.
You have to do the mistake to go to the city refuge anyways, it has to be by mistake.
But still, it sounds like from here, Toshav and a guy who kill even by mistake,
right.
They get killed. Right? Now, what's the word saying? Ketani ger, to be the a ger we put on the same status. Right? We said it in one sentence. A ger and a guy who kill, even by mistake, we kill them. It seems to say, a ger is similar to a gechavim. And ma a gechavim, what is it just like by a guy? Loishna does not make a difference. The cutoff, he killed Bar Mine, someone who is a son of his type, a guy. Right? It doesn't matter if he killed a guy. The Loishna doesn't make a difference. The cutoff, he killed a lot of Bar Mine, if he killed someone who's not his type, meaning he killed a Jew. If a guy kills a guy, or if he killed a Jew, what's the halacha? Nerag, we kill him. That's the halacha. The guy killed by mistake. No matter if he killed a like, or alike or unlike him, someone like him, a guy or someone unlike him. Doesn't matter. So if so, a ger we put in the same sentence, sounds like it's the same status. Afger, loishna, this shouldn't make a difference to katal bar meaning. If he killed someone who is a son of his type. But loishna katal does not make a difference if he killed lav bar meaning, someone who's not his type. Shouldn't make a difference. Right? Which means like this. We said a ger and a guy. If they kill, they get killed. Correct? Now we put them in the same sentence. Seems to me they have the same exact status.
Contradiction of Mishnah with the ger, complete contradiction.
Oh. So what? Chanan already said it's a complete contradiction. Chanan already sees the Gemara is doing. What's the Gemara doing? So Rabbi Aaron, what happens? If a guy kills somebody by mistake, what's the halacha?
They're killed.
Because we kill
him. We kill him. It doesn't matter whether he kills a Jew. Or he kills a guy, even if he kills a like type. So don't say, since you kill someone like your status, you go to Golis. There's no such thing. We kill him. Right? We don't say, since it's only on your status, we'll let you go. Good? So if so, I can touch him also, whether he killed a guy, or even if he killed someone on his own status, it would seem that he should get killed. So you're telling me a guy and a guy get killed. It's not like you're on the same bracket, the same status.
But that's a contradiction from the
that's the contradiction from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told me if a Ger Taisha kills another Ger Taisha, what's the halacha? Exile. It seems in the Braisa that you told me a Ger Taisha and a guy who killed, they get killed. It seems like all across the board, just like a guy gets killed all across the board, a Ger Taisha all across the board, he kills someone by mistake, he gets killed. Even if he kills someone like him.
Let's assume that the Ger Taisha goes to him in class and then he leaves. Does his friend have the right to kill? And
who's the Ger Taisha? He's supposed to go to Ermikot, they're not supposed to go to Ermikot.
Okay, say that Ger Taisha kills another Ger Taisha, he can go to Ermikot, that's what you just said.
Correct, so you want a family, okay. There would be no goal of that. You're right, there's no goal of that.
He has no family.
Fine, but still, we want to what's the right thing for him to do.
So
what does he know? What's the halacha? Not Ernest, again. What's the halacha? What's the halacha?
Why does a person go there?
You have to go to Golod anyway. That's not the reason why.
Okay,
it's also
it's
a kapara. The main reason is because also have speech protects Allah. If he doesn't go, the target is the right for his family to kill him. But the main reason the guy goes to Armikla is not to save his neck. Because what does Armikla do for you? You're in a zone, what is it? Protection zone. Armikla is a place where you get a kapara. It's the main reason. Now, happily, the Torah says if you try to get away with your kapara, you decide to stay home, his family has the right to kill you. So,
but here there's no family.
Fine, but anyway, the Torah said you're not going to get a kapara. You're right, it's true. The case we're not going to bring up a good point. In the case that someone killed a Ger Taisha, that Ger Taisha is a Ger. He has no family anyway to go kill the murderer. Why could it be? Oh, yeah, he's right. He has no children. The Ger Taisha has children.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
He's
right. No, his wife can't. I don't think a wife could be a girl. I'm not sure a wife could be a girl.
I'm a bigot, I feel women should stay at home and not come out, that's all.
Fine. Anyway, fine, so again, we have this contradiction from our Mishnah to the Braisa. Our Mishnah told me, a Ger Taisha who kills a Ger Taisha, he could get a kapara. What does he do? Ger Taisha who killed a Ger Taisha, what does he do? What does the Mishnah say? Go to our Mikot. What does the Braisa seem to say? He's just like a guy, and just like a guy, he never has Ari Miklat. Also, Ger Taisha, never had Ari Miklat. This is not a good prescription for your tshuva. You got to just deal with tshuva when you get up there. You got to, you know, take it up with Hashem. We're not going to be any tshuvas now.
So that means he gets killed.
I mean, and that means, right, by him, even worse. He's going to get killed. Nachon. He's
going
to get
what
killed.
What does Rashi say?
He gets killed. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi. Rabbi Yaakov wants us to read Rashi, so we'll read Rashi.
Yeah, because we don't have much time.
Okay, we're seeing Rashi now. We're doing great. We're doing good. We did really a few lines of Gemara today. It's worth to come to this world just for a few lines of Gemara.
So the air conditioner,
fine. Whatever Hashem wants. Good. So let's see Rashi. Let's try to stay on track if we can. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Leficha. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 lines with an arrow lines in Rashi. Lefecha. Lefecha, Rashi says, Asheva mitzvahs shenistavu b'nei noyach. We're going on, the seven mitzvahs were commanded to the b'nei noyach. And Rashi says now, the kaimala that was established to us, as harason, their warning, once the Torah warns them, zuhi mitzatan, this is their death penalty. Meaning, they have no room for mistakes. The minute the Torah warned them, you're not allowed to kill, that's already their warning. That's, and therefore they get their debt. Lefichach, therefore, Kartayshav, Kartayshav, I Eved or a slave, or I Kechav, Shahargu, that they kill. Neharagan, they get killed. Va'afilu b'shoigek, even if a guy or a Kartayshav kills someone by mistake, we kill them. Why? She'emen anach tzrichan asma, they do not need a warning. Tamrina said, look, we said it's an entry, meaning, when the Torah warned them, that already is their warning. Usually by a Jew, how does it work? By a Jew to get killed, the Torah's warning is not enough for him. Even though the Torah warned, you have to get warned by witnesses. Upstanding Jews have to come and warn you, don't shoot. Right? Or if a Jew to be chai and misa for killing another Jew, he has to be warned by another one or two people and say, don't shoot. And then he shoots, then he's chai and misa. Let's say a Jew kills by mistake, or he wasn't warned, we don't kill him, right? But a guy and a gartoshim is not like that. Someone who kept Shabbos Vinaya, we're telling him, dudes, this is your warning. But we're giving you the rules, this is already your warning. There's no second warning to you. No, not sending people to warn you. This is your warning. Your warning is don't kill anybody. If you go and kill people, you're done. You're a dead man.
But then Rashi is taking the side of the new Raisa. That's the side of
the new. He's explaining the new Raisa, right? He's in the middle of explaining the new Raisa.
He's explaining the fact that it's difficult that the Gertesha doesn't go to.
He's explaining where the Raisa Lefecha.
He's killed him.
He's going on that part of the Gemara that was on that point. He's going on the.
Oh, he's explaining that part of the Gemara.
Yeah, he's on the Lefecha.
Which is disinformation on the Raisa
with permission. He's focusing on that part of the Gemara. That it says over there, we said Lefecha. So therefore, okay. It seems that the Gertesha gets killed.
It's not his opinion on what matters.
No, he's not.
That little
Bryce, correct.
A child
knew the mission. Exactly. He's going back on the Rebbe Mini. The Bryce started off Lefecha. And Rashi explained that Lefecha. So we said, Ma Avid Kechavim Loishna. Let's see Rashi. Ma Avid Kechavim Loishna Kavah Bar Mini. It doesn't matter if he killed someone his type, alike. Which means Rashi says, Avid Kechavim, a guy, can might say like him. But he said, it doesn't make a difference if he kills someone Lav Bar Mini, someone who's not his type. Which is a Jew, Yisrael. He always gets killed. There's no such a thing. We don't give him a kapar and gullet. You don't have a guy hanging around the gullet. Right? In the Ari Mikloth, you don't have a little guy hanging around. Right? To get their kapar. It's like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm trying to get a kapar. It's no such thing. Maybe they'll mop the floors. They're not getting kapar. Avgar, so he said, just like you put a ger in the same level as Avid Kachav, just like a guy never goes to Ari Mikloth, correct? So then, even if he kills someone on his level, in his another guy. Also Gertayshav does not make a difference if he killed someone on his level, which means what? Let's say Gertayshav kills another Gertayshav. Him also, if he killed the Gertayshav Kamaisa, or the Labra, if he calls to Yisrael, then he doesn't get killed, just like a guy. We never give him Ari Mikla. Even if he kills someone on his own level, right? Seems like a Gertayshav also. Even if he killed the guy on his own level, right? But not only would he kill a regular Jew, for sure he can't go to Ari Mikla because that's too high. It's not enough for Kapar, right? Meaning, like we're saying like this, a Gertoshua kills a Jew, he doesn't get kalos, why not? Because you kill a Jew, it's not enough of a kapara for you, correct? What about if you kill someone on your level? So our Mishnah said, if you kill someone on your level, then you could go to kalos. It's enough of a kapara for you, correct? The Brides even say, no, even if you kill someone on your level, it's not going to help you. Okay? Even if it's on your level, our Mishnah is not going to help you, you got to get killed. Have a nice day. Have a good time. Have a good time. So right now, coming out at this point, we're holding in a contradiction. Right? Everybody's holding? We're holding a contradiction, what seems to be a contradiction for our Mishnah and our understanding of the Brayse. The Brayse didn't say it explicitly. The Mishnah told us explicitly, Gartajah kills the Gartajah, go to our Mikl. Our understanding of the Brayse, right, that we seem, the Brayse seems to compare a Ger Taishav to a Goy. Just like a Goy never gets Ari Mikla, so too a Ger Taishav also will not get Ari Mikla, even if he kills someone like him. So that's what we're holding right now. Let's read the contradiction inside again. It's a little hard, the words inside. Let's read Viramini. Yeah? Viramini, we are going to ask a contradiction from Mishnah to this Brayse. So I got the Rav Ram. What does Viramini mean? Viramini, contradiction. Oh, so you learned something today. Ramini Lafika, this is all a quote for a Brayse. Lafika, therefore, Garatayshav Avit Kil Chavim Shahargu, a Garatayshav and Avit Kil Chavim, that they killed somebody, right? Whether it's a Garatay or a Gar. Now, Rav, we automatically kill them, right? They don't need extra warning, there's no room for mistakes. They kill somebody, even by mistake, we kill them. So, that was the Brayse, that was the quote from the Brayse. Those are all those words. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those seven words. Lafika, Garatayshav Avit Kil Chavim Shahargu, Narog. And that's all a quote from the Brayse. Now the Gemara says on that, Tani, we learned, they were teaching us, Ger, Dumyo, Dabi Gacham, the Ger seems to be similar in the same status as a Goy. So Ma, Dabi Gacham, just like a Goy, Loish, Nuk, the Katal, Bar Mine, does not make a difference to us if you kill someone who's like him, his type. But Loish, Nuk, right, it doesn't matter if you kill the Goy. But Loish, Nuk, does not make a difference to Katal, Lab, Bar Mine, if you kill someone who's not his type, meaning a Jew. Nerek, we kill him. We don't care if you kill someone. Your status, no status, I don't care. Even if you kill someone in your status, you get killed. Right? Even if a guy who killed another guy, there's no color, right? If you kill a Jew for sure, then even a guy who killed a guy, his status is still no color. Afker, so to a girl. Loishna doesn't make a difference to us to cut off fire meaning. You kill someone in your status. But Loishna, cut off the law of fire meaning. And even if you kill someone who's not your type, Nerek, you get killed. So it seems to be a contradiction from our Brayse to from the Brayse to our mission. Amar Rav Chisda, like Lamed Kuf. What does Lamed Kuf mean? Like Kasha. Because it says like Kasha, it's not a question. Kasha Hargu Derech Yerida. Our Mishnah over here in our Mishnah, we said that he goes to Ari Miklat, is referring to when a Ger Toshev killed another Ger Toshev on the way down. And therefore, what's Allah? Since it was on the way down, therefore you go to Golos. See, because we know something in Machas. See? We know something. Kan shaharbu derech aliyah. The other case is going humbling derech aliyah when you're going up.
The other case being the Brayse.
The Brayse, when the Brayse said a Gertosha would not go to Golos for killing another Gertosha, it's not because you can't. It's not because Golos isn't going to help you. It's just a technical problem that you, this scenario was you were on the way up. If you're on the way up, Golos doesn't help you. But it's interesting because all until now, Hanan, you got to. Until then, whenever we said you're on the way up, by a regular Jew killed someone on the way up, what was Allah? Huh?
Doesn't get called.
You don't get galus, but do you get killed?
No.
No. Here we're saying, if you're not getting galus, we're killing you.
So
that's the status. It's still a little different, but, but we're still saying this thing. In the Arishna, it said a Gartesh killed another Gartesh, gets galus, that's you on the way up. Over here, you're a Gartesh killed another Gartesh, we say you don't get galus, you get killed. Why? Because you were on the way down.
It doesn't fit. They parallel together, the same on the downward. Here it comes up in the Jew, it's the same treatment on the way down, but on the way up, Jew walks, and here it comes up gets whacked.
Because...
They're share on the downward, but they're different on the upward.
Correct. Because it's different because on the upward, the Torah didn't give you a prescription. It's a little hard to say, come on, you're really right. You're saying, why should it be like that? Why a Jew goes up, he takes a walk. But Gartosha, right, you're telling Gartosha is the same as the Jew on the way down. And they both get caught, right? But let's say Gartosha killed someone, he was going up the ladder, and he killed his friend, the Gartosha, they were working like the Gartosha community. One guy's on the bottom of the ladder, holding the ladder for him, the other guy's climbing. He's going up, and he fell down right on his friend and killed him. What's the halacha then? According to what we're saying now. He gets killed. If he's on the way up, if he was on the way down, then you go to Golos, that's our Mishnah. If Brayse said you're on the way up, since you're on the way up, the Torah never gave a prescription of Golos on the way up. So you fall back into the regular category of a shogeg like a guy. And every shogeg gets misa.
Are they trying to place where he gets like...
Yeah, he's a misfit.
He shared him with a guy and it doesn't really fit there. Now we're comparing him to a Jew and we're taking similarities to a Jew.
But it doesn't really fit. He's in between, right? We're trying to figure out...
And the Jew go up.
then you take a walk. He's nothing.
He's accepted. Yeah. There's no atonement for it.
That means he could does it for the dude. He could do tshuva for the dude. He doesn't have to do such hard tshuva. It's not easy to go to. He could do a tshuva at home. Do tshuva. They have a booklet work at home. You know, they'll give him a garden. What's it called?
Garden of
murder. Garden. To make a new. They give him stayar. They'll make a new one. Make a new garden of murder. If they need, I'll put a garden of murderers. And then I'll learn how to what's it called. I'll learn how to do tshuva, and that's it. Doesn't have to go to college. A regular Jew. He could do tshuva at home. He didn't do such a bad crime. But if he was going, like if a Jew was going on the way up and he killed somebody, usually it wasn't so much in his control. Usually on the way up, the Torah looks at if he was on the way down. Usually down has more momentum. He should have been more careful. So a Jew on the way up, you just do go home, get your own book for Irish books, and do your own tshuva at home. But if you're in, but for Ger Taisha, there's no such rule. Can I tell you like this? If you're on the way down, you get the leniency. We'll give you gold. If you're on the way up, you go back to your old rules just like a guy. If you kill by mistake anybody, right, then you have heavy rules on you because your rules are, we never warn you. Just like the guy took a Garitocha went and shot another guy, took out a gun and shot him. We kill him right away. Unlike by a Jew, if a Jew just killed somebody, he wasn't warned by witnesses, he wouldn't go to Gaul. But so, and now that's the text. Our mission is talking about the guys on the way up. Therefore, there is Gaulus. And the price is, our mission is on the way down. The price on the way up, so if he falls back in his regular Gertoshev status, regular Gertoshev rules like a guy, therefore you get killed.
Also, according to the din that you have to have a straw before, and what's the point of a straw? It's to determine the mate of the shaggy. It's not a straw by a guy.
Because then they're going to make a difference.
So they're always amazing.
Rashi didn't write even more. Rashi, we don't care. Rashi, how many Rashi didn't say that as far as me? Because we don't care. We had this far earlier. Rashi just said here, the when we give you the Torah, that is your Hasra. You can see Rashi said, when the Torah tells you this is your Hasra, not being warned another time. It's very strict to punch. Guys, Rashi, I think there's a shirt tomorrow.